word for his name. Open your Bibles in 1 John. Chapter 2. Start with verse 1. God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
What I'll say is to get this over with, because y'all will find out sooner or later. I finally got me a set of hearing aids. Cut this off. That's essential. Don't put that on Facebook. I don't care. And they toned themselves down to the music that was playing up here. I told my wife, I said, maybe I need to take this out, but I noticed that they toned themselves down. But I'm having a hard problem in my talking. I think I'm talking too loud and I'm talking low. So I got to get used to it. Starting tomorrow. First John, chapter 2, verse 1. It says, now my little children, or my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. He that said he abided in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Come on now. Brethren, I write no new commandment. This John said, I'm not writing anything new to you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which we have heard from the beginning. I can stop right there.
Come on now.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shining. He that said he is in the light, that's enough. Title of this message is called Walking with God.
Amen. Right now.
In respect to how Brother Andy's gonna do it. Walking with God pertains to the lifestyle and the daily walk of a believer as we develop into maturity. When we were born in the natural as a child, male or female, we only knew that which as a child knew. But then as we began to grow up, we learned more things and we took hold to them. And we became mature in those things. So we were able to make our own decisions, so to speak, and didn't have to depend on our mother and our father. But it's different with God. John said, my little children, I write unto you, glory to God, that you sin not. See, once you know Christ, you got to keep knowing him. You can't know him once. You got to know him all the time, because we are growing into maturity or into grace as we go along in this lifestyle serving him. So that means I got to know more about God than salvation. I got to know him as a healer. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sick a lot of time, I want to know him as the healer, but he don't heal me all the time. But I do know this one thing, that he gave me life, and he gave it more abundantly. So I'm no longer a child, but I'm maturing in the things of God. Hallelujah. When we was a child of nature, we grew into the natural things, and we learned about what? This beastly nature that's in us. That's what we learned about. We learned how to use this old boy. That's in us, and which has been working in us since the beginning. What, that's what he said. He said, since the beginning, it's been working in us. It worked in Jacob, the deceiver. It worked in Ishmael, the wild man. Glory to God. Man, that, you know what that man is? That is man without the enabling of the Holy Ghost. I like the way Pastor Martina put it. She talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Without them, we nothing. We don't have anything.
Amen.
Glory to God. So without the Holy Ghost is the one that's enabled us to do the work. It's enabled us to walk uprightly before God. It enabled us to preach. It enabled us to teach. It enabled us to love one another. It's enabled us, glory to God, that know that God is true and there is none else. Glory to God. It enabled us and lift us up and let us know that we are not no longer in that darkness, but we're in that marvelous light. Now we can see. Before we was dead, but the light came and spoke into that death, and we got up and began living.
Yeah.
Ishmael, a wild man who was product of Sarah's wisdom and Abraham's strength. That which flows from man's good ideas and ability is beastly and wild in nature. Amen. Adam is the beast. I'm going to call him the beast. You know, sometimes we can do things that are good, but then we turn to the beast side of it. That's just like being Dr. Jekyll one minute, and the next minute somebody poke you the wrong way, and you become Mr. Hyde. You say, well, I'm not a beast. Now let somebody poke you at the right time and in the right mood that you're in, or the right frame of mind that you're in, and you become a beast.
Come on now, break it down.
Yeah. Glory to God. See, Adam put a mark upon us. All of the generations of man. He didn't start with the first child that he had. But what he done affected all of us. That's why we're affected now, because of Adam. And we can't kill him. God couldn't kill him because he had to kill all his creation. And God loved his creation, even the beast. So he sent his son. Glory to God. Someone that's better than the beastly nature. Someone that had a new nature. That's the light that shined into that darkness. Glory to God. And we saw that, and we decided to get up and accept him in the power of his salvation. Glory to God. But you can't stay there. You got to grow in God. You got to grow in his grace. So that means that now we are being saved. Glory to God. And our body shall be saved. Cancer might kill us. Glory to God. It might kill your body, but not your soul. Glory to God. Because we are being saved so that we can have a new body. And that's the new body that we're going to have when we stand before God. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Christ's nature, the anointed one, the new nature, or the new man, the hidden man of the heart, the spirit of the Son sent forth into our hearts and our hope of glory. We have two natures in us. One is beastly and one is pure and holy. Glory to God. We can do a lot of good things, like I said. There are some good things in man according to his natural ability. Glory to God. But if we want to you know what we should do? We got to get out of the way of God and let him use us just like he want to use us. He didn't save us for nothing, but he raised us up for a purpose. So we need to take the word good and take one of those Z-O-O's out of it and it'll turn into God. In other words, get ourselves out of it and let God be God, because he's the only one that's good. Glory to God. Our spirit has been saved. Our soul is being saved. That includes our intellect, our emotions, and all of those things. They are being saved. Thank God he's saved.
Amen.
I thank God all the time when he get in my emotion, because I can rise up quick. Hallelujah. I can get disgusted quick. And when you get disgusted in your own nature, then you'll do foolish things. You'll have, let me tell you, if you're already sick, you'll get a little bit more sick. Because you're pressing up on that which is already troubling you. But the Bible says, bring all your thoughts, all your activities unto Christ. Cast them up on him. Because he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Glory to God. He don't get tired of hearing us. He's looking for us to talk. Glory to God. It ain't like our natural father. Our natural father, sometimes they want to see us coming because he know we're going to ask him for some things that he didn't have. But you can ask God, and God's got everything that you need. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you one thing about our Heavenly Father. He's going to give it out accordingly to his will in your life. He know what's good. He know what's not good for you. Glory to God. Every word of God is pure and a shield unto those that put their trust in it. Glory to God. But you can't lead to your own understanding. But in all your ways, you got to acknowledge him. And God will direct your path. So therefore, you won't get something from God that you don't need. Hallelujah. You get just what you need. I don't know about you, but I need him morning, noon, and night. Glory to God. I need him when I got up. I needed him when I laid down. You need him when you're on this road out here driving. Glory to God. You need him, glory to God, when you're on your job. You need him wherever you go. God made this world, but that beast man came alongside to change it into something else. But Christ came back to retrieve that which was lost. Glory to God. He sent Christ, glory to God, the Son, to retrieve you and I and to set us apart from that old beastly man. Glory to God. Now we can live and now we can move and now we can have our being in him. Come on. Glory to God. It says, verse 3, and every man that has his hope in him purified himself. I like that. Even as he is pure. See, when you have the word of God in you, it cleanses you. It purifies you. As he is pure. God said, I'm holy, so be ye holy. Glory to God. Jesus lived according to the Father. What the Father said, he said, that I do. So we got to live according to what Jesus done for you and I.
Right.
We got to follow in his footsteps. We got to do exactly what he done. What did he do? He endured. He persevered. He loved. He overcame. He fought a good fight. He spoke the truth. Glory to God. He cast down devils. He spoke against the lie. He spoke against the man. Glory to God. He told the beast, he said, you are your father, the devil. And he's been a killer from the beginning. Come on and give it some praise. Glory to God. Whosoever, verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Adam transgressed against the law of God. God told him don't do this and he did it anyway. Matter of fact, he was already thinking about doing it before God told him. God already knew that he was going to do it before he told him. But Adam didn't know God knew all of this, but God know it all. Glory to God. Adam didn't know about Jesus was coming. Glory to God. But he heard about it. That's why he tried to kill all the babies. I heard and went out there and heard. He's another one. Glory to God. He went out there and tried to kill everything to cut off the bloodline or the coming of Jesus Christ. But can't nobody do it like Jesus. Glory to God. He kept on enduring. He kept on coming. Glory to God. He kept on shining. He kept on talking. Glory to God. He walked down through the generations. Glory to God, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, before he got to John, glory to God, he had already predestinated his walk. Glory to God, hallelujah, he had already predestinated salvation. All he had to do was come and that light shine into our dark, and we saw that light, glory to God, we saw that salvation, glory to God, we saw the life that we were living in, and we decided to turn to the better way and the true light, and that's Jesus Christ. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Nothing in Christ. But pure. Hallelujah. Now this verse here is what I like. Verse 6. Whosoever abided in him. Whosoever abided in him sinned not. Whosoever sinned has not seen him, neither known him. Am I ahead of myself? Oh, I'm in the wrong chapter. See how we need God? I knew I was missing that one word. So let's get back to that one word. Wow. The devil is a liar. A beast. And hereby we do know, verse 3, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's what I want to say. The commandments. Not talking about the Ten Commandments.
Come on now.
He's talking about his precepts.
That's right.
Line up on line. Yeah. Precept up on precept.
Yeah, yeah.
Here a little and there a little. We need that. God has commissioned us to walk uprightly before him.
That's right.
He commissioned us to walk circumspectly and wise and not as fools. He commissioned us to turn from the old Adam nature and to turn to the new nature.
All right.
But see, you got to do something.
Come on now. Come on now.
You got to do something.
Come on now.
And he said, I know him and keep it not his. And he that said, I know him, keep not his commandments, he's the one that's lying. Glory to God. That's why we got the two natures in him. One of them is a liar, and the other one is true.
Uh-huh.
And they're warned against one another. Glory to God. And our emotion, our intellect is in the middle of this war. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you, but my emotions, I try to turn them over to God all the time because, see, when I turn them over to the beast way, I always fall down. But I notice one thing, that the light have to come along and get me up again. Hallelujah. That's why we are purified by the word of God. Because it's always retrieving us out of our mess. Oh, let me read some more here. It said, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Perfected. That keeps the love of God. Perfected means to fulfill or bring to a completion. That means you got to carry out the work of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Salvation doesn't stand alone.
That's right. That's right.
But it contains the whole volume of the book.
Come on now. Come on now.
And everything in it, we are partakers of it. Hallelujah. We are an heir of the Father, and we are co-heir with Jesus Christ to the Father. That makes us an heir, so we have access to everything in here. You can't live up to everything in here. That's why the Spirit of the Father or the Spirit of the Holy Ghost comes in and helps you to perfect this thing. To help you to do good when you don't want to do it, like Paul said. To help you to love when you when they done, somebody done talked about you. And the Bible says, in spite of that, that's that agape love, in spite of that. There's no condition in it, in spite of that. If somebody hates you, the Bible says you still got to love them. Now that's hard to do, glory to God, because the old nature want to rise up and get in your emotions and get in your intellect and say, I don't want nothing to do with that person. But Jesus died, you got to remember, for the whole world. So when he died, we died with him in our sin, but we rose again in life, glory to God. So I got to love you in spite of your ways. I got to treat you like I want to be treated, glory to God. I got to lift you up in prayer just like I lift my family or me up in prayer. Glory to God. He died for everything, the whole man. Glory to God. The natural and the spiritual. Glory to God. He died for the sick man. He died for the wealthy man. He died for all of the human race. That's why he's called Christ, the anointed one, because when he breathed life into old Adam, glory to God, he got up and became a living soul. But he decided to change his ways, and glory to God, for God came along with some better ways, glory to God. And he came and he gave those ways back again. That's why we're a new creature in him. Come on, give us some praise. Now, we are but whoso keepeth his word. It's perfected him and it keeps his word. The word, the expression of God's thoughts. The logos word, the spoken word and the written word. It was first spoken and then it was written. Glory to God. God had to speak to something. Glory to God. The animals, he spoke to them. And glory to God, but they were not the writers. Glory to God. And then he decided to speak to his most precious creation, the man. And he spoke to him, and man became the writer of the word of God. Now, there are a lot of men that don't live by glory to God, but God said, I have a people out of a people, glory to God. He's going to have a people out of the whoremongers. He's going to have a people, glory to God, out of the perverse. He's going to have a people out of the body of Christ. He's going to have a people, because some in the body is not going to make it in, glory to God. But he said, I'm going to have a people out of a people, glory to God, that will speak my name and let it be perfected in the earth so that others might know me, glory to God. I came to save the whole world, but the whole world through me might not be saved. The word might mean that it might not be saved if you don't confess your way unto God and give him your heart and life. Come on and give us a praise. Yes, now, verse 6. What happened? I turned 2 pages and I turned to go to 6. Verse 6. This is the best. I won't say best, but this part, God gave me this scripture only.
Amen.
He didn't give me the rest of it, but I read the rest of it.
Amen. Amen.
This one inspired me the most. He that said he abided in him ought also walk even as he walked. In the book of John, chapter 15, 1 through 3. Jesus said, I am the vine, the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. I use the word vine dresser. And my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in me that bears not fruit, he take it away. Now he was talking to Israel at first. And he set them aside. But he said, I'm going to have people out of the people. So he spoke unto the Gentiles. Glory to God. He said, I am the true vine. In other words, I'm the real. I'm the real one. I'm I'm the genuine. I'm not fictitious. Glory to God. I'm not unreal. I'm not shadowy. I'm not symbolic. I'm not a Hare Krishna. I'm not Buddha. I'm not the false doctrine. I am the true doctrine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not the one who transgressed. I'm the one that came to save that which was transgressed again. Glory to God. I'm the real God, the true vine. And my Father's divine dressing. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he take it away. Or he set it aside. And he said, every tree in me, every branch in me that bears fruit, then he purges it. Or he cleanses it to bring forth more fruit. So we're not in this thing doing nothing. We're in here for a purpose. We got to bring forth some fruit. Somebody got to see Jesus. Jesus is the main fruit, glory to God. Jesus is the love. Jesus is the direction. Jesus is our strength. And we got to see that fruit, glory to God. If you don't see that fruit, then you are a liar. Hallelujah. He said, every branch that bears fruit, he purged, he cleansed it, and that it bring forth much more fruit. He said, now you are clean through by the word. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say over there in John, he said, if you abide in me, I in you. For the branch can't bear fruit of his own. But if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you can bring forth much fruit. And again, I like what Pastor Martina Session said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, without them we can do nothing. That means that we can't bear fruit without all of them, because they are one. Hallelujah. We can't be cleansed unless the Holy Ghost brings to our minds the revelation, knowledge, and the understanding of how to be cleansed and who we are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Until we learn that, then we are still beastly. And in spite of all that, we still have that nature in us, but we got a greater one now. And his name is Jesus, glory to God. And his nature, glory to God, is pure, it's clean. It's the real nature, glory to God. The nature that was in the beginning that transgressed against the pureness of God. Hallelujah. I don't know how he did that, but the dude was smart, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he wasn't so smart, God, because God sent the second Adam man that came along. That's the one that's cleansing up. That's the one that lifts us up again. That's the one that strengthens us again. That's the one that helps us to endure. That's the one that helps us fight this good fight. That's the one that helps us to keep on keeping on when the doctor said you don't have long to live. But I'm here to tell you, we got life and life abundantly, and we got life evermore. Glory to God. Let the dogs bark, but they can't bite. Glory to God. Because when we go in, we're going to have a new body. It won't have no cancer. It won't have no sugar diabetes. It won't have no emotions. It won't have no glory to God. It won't have no attitude, glory to God. It just going to have the completion and the mind of Christ. And we're going to live forever. Walking with God. You got to walk with him. Yes. Walking with God means you got to fellowship with God. I had to fellowship with my father when I wanted some money. You know, I tried to get slick. He already knew what I wanted. But I, you know, before that, before I needed the money, I didn't have, wasn't no fellowship there. You know, I stayed away from it. You know, when you need something, you got to tell him, fellowship now. Yeah. That's what my source is, the source that I need. So I'm a fellowship now. Jesus wants us to fellowship with him all the time. Hallelujah. There ain't no this day or this minute or the next minute. Let me tell you something. God looks on our hearts. And if he don't see himself there, if he don't see your made up mind there to serve him in spite of your mistakes, then you're alive. And he can't help you. So you got the fellowship. Fellowship means to communicate, to have some communication.
Yeah.
Communication is a contribution that's supposed to come from us. And when we contribute something, we contribute it to God. When we contribute something, we contribute it to God, and He becomes our distribution station. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when I get sick, I can go to the distribution station.
Yes, sir.
I might come away with a doctor bill, but I still went to the distribution center because I know in Him,
that's right, that's
who can do all things, can heal me. Glory to God. I might step out of the hospital, but I don't know about you, but I've been to the distribution center. I done sought God before the doctor laid hands on me. That's why I come out alive. You come out alive when you turn it over to Jesus. When you say, God, I got this, you don't have to go that way, but God already knew. I know what you got. He knew long time ago, 20 years ago, that this year you don't have cancer. But Jesus died, hallelujah, more than 20 years ago. He rose up so that we could be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. He's the distribution center. I like what He got stored up, glory to God. He allow you to walk in and come out, glory to God. He allow you to walk in and examine all that's in there, glory to God. It's more than you can even ask or think of, glory to God. It's in the distribution center. So I'm here to tell you, keep your mind stayed upon God. Walk even as Jesus walked. Jesus carried out the word of the Father. He carried out the duty of the Father. We got to carry out the will of God and the duty of God because He called us and commissioned us to do so. Come on and give us a prayer. I'm closing. Paul went on, John went on to say about that. He said, I don't write no new commandment unto you. You know, the old one is abolished. You already knew the new from the beginning. In other words, what's your problem now? A lot of people stand before you and say they know God and they don't know anything about it. They know His name. And they don't know that real good. You can't stand in front of nobody and tell them you love them and then stab them in the back and tell them it's raining. Glory to God. You got to love them with that love that's supposed to be in our hearts. That's the love. God ain't looking for the lip service. That's not pure. That's unreal. When we speak about love, it got to come from the heart. That's the pure love. That agape love, glory to God. That can love folks no matter how bad they are, how nasty they can be, glory to God. And there's some nasty one. Let me tell you, the beast is nasty all the time. He's always in the mud. He's always doing this. He's nasty all the time, glory to God. But love, what did it say in Corinthians? Love bothers not. It don't change.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's got the same from the beginning. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Now I'm closing for real. Hallelujah. He said, he that said he abided me, him also himself to walk even as he walked. We can't do without the body of Christ. Lord, we can't do without the body of Christ. We can't raise ourselves above anybody that's in the body of Christ. It's a oneness. Christ is the head. If there's no head, then the body must fall. But Christ is the head, and we are His children. We are His body. Glory to God. It doesn't matter if I don't do anything but pray. I'm still part of the body. But the whole body is covered by the prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if I'm praying, the oldest one in the body praying, but then the whole body is covered by that prayer. So if I love somebody in spite of their ways, the whole body is covered by that love. What do you mean it's covered by love? The driver said that the light shined into the darkness. Hallelujah. And the doctors didn't comprehend it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But it shined anyway.
Yeah.
Glory to God. There's a chance if you pray, there's a chance if you love, that somebody else in the body that might be weak, like the Bible says, that you see somebody in fault, you need to go to them. You need to pray. You need to love them. Glory to God. You need to stand them up, send that name up before God and ask God to intervene into that way. Glory to God. I don't know anything or everything about anybody in here, glory to God, but everybody in here is on my prayer list, glory to God. So when I'm praying for the body, glory to God. When I pray, I'm not praying for myself, glory to God. If I lift up Jesus and I lift up his body, glory to God, he'll take care of me because I'm in the body. Come on and give me some praise. Everyone stand. Hey, come down front, take your neighbor by the hand real quick, we're gonna pray. You cannot abide alone in this. For it was not made for you to abide in. Yeah, I sent my son along out of perpetuation out to deliver you out of your sins.
Yes.
I sent him along the light of the world that he may touch your hearts and ye become the lights of the world. Yea, as he raised you up and ordained you and commissioned you to go as the light of the world. Yea, you go in his name and his power and his strength and his might. And yea, his wisdom and his knowledge, his directions and instruction. Here little and there little you do, according as you hear. As he heard from the Father, he did. As you hear from the Holy Ghost, do in the name of Jesus. Lift me up, said God, and yea, I will bear thee up all the time, yea, forevermore. For I am the Holy One in your life. I am the one that's not reasoning. I am the one that's not your emotions. I am your strength. I am your way. I am the truth, and I am your light, said God. Hallelujah. Take your neighbor by the hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we are your body. God, we pray among one another in the body. God, that you will strengthen us the more. God, that we will turn from the old way unto the new way on every encounter with the old way. God, I pray right now, God, that you touch everyone here today. God, some among us are sick. Some among us are in pain. Some among us, oh Lord God, are dissatisfied with the way that we are living, God. But we can do all things through you because you strengthened us. You said we can live and move and have our being in you, Lord God. So that means that we can do all things. Without you, we can't do these things that we need to do to please you. So God, we pray for your strength and your guidance above all, God. And open up our ears and our intellect, oh Lord God, that we can hear your voice and your voice only, oh Lord God. That we heed to your word that shall cleanse us, purify us, and bring us to the perfection that you are leading us to. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'll let your microphone come.